I'm Alexandra Detrolio. In a letter addressed to the, quote, people of God, Pope Francis wrote that, quote, no effort must be spared to stop future cases of clerical sex abuse from happening and from being covered up. The Pope wrote that while the pain of the victims was ignored, kept quiet, or silenced for a long time, their, quote, outcry was more powerful than all the measures meant to silence them. The letter does not change any specific current policies or offer new ones, but does ask for all Catholics to pray and fast. However, the Pope did note that clericalism is a part of the problem and that lay people will be a very important part of dealing with and solving the abuse scandal. Only hours after the Taliban attacked a convoy of buses and kidnapped those aboard, Afghan forces rescued almost 150 people. 21 people are still being held captive by the extremist group. The Taliban has demanded the identities of those they've captured so that they can determine their fate. While the identities have not been made public, officials said that the militants likely targeted the bus caravan because they expected them to be carrying civil servants or members of the security force. The ambush comes a day after a ceasefire was suggested, one that would extend until the Prophet Muhammad's birthday on November 20th, but that was contingent on the Taliban calling off any attacks. The Taliban and U.S.-backed Afghan government forces have been at war for almost 17 years. President Trump lambasted the special counsel's investigation into Russian meddling, saying they are, quote, enjoying ruining people's lives and, quote, looking to impact the election. His tweets came as a response to a New York Times article that stated Don McGahn, the White House general counsel, had been cooperating with the investigation. Trump also tweeted that he allowed McGahn to testify because he had nothing to hide. The president's original legal team had encouraged White House officials, including McGahn, to cooperate with the special counsel. In a television interview, Erie Bishop Lawrence Persico said that the only way for the public to regain trust in the church is to get rid of the bishops who hid the actions of and protected abusers. When asked by a reporter if those bishops should retire, Bishop Persico said he believes they should. Persico was the only bishop who met in person with the grand jury investigating abuse in six Pennsylvania dioceses. In related news in Indiana, Bishop Kevin Rhodes of Fort Wayne South Bend stated that in light of the Pennsylvania grand jury report, he will be collecting a list of the priests in the diocese he currently oversees who committed similar abuses and will release their names. He also expressed sympathy and support for the victims and apologized for the church having failed them. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.